Exactly. And that's what we get to next. In the fourth and fifth centuries, pagan religions were on the wane, and Christianity was on the ascendancy through the empire, particularly after the Edict of Constantine in 313. And so the greatest apologists and theologians of this period, indeed of the first millennium period, you know, of Christian history, was nearly everyone's reckoning was Aurelius Augustine. Right, 354 to 430. He was the Bishop of Hippo, whose apologetic and theological writings range widely over the areas of human culture, philosophy, and history. So he wrote widely with regard to all of these various areas.
Right. One of the first women that we see kind of in church history that takes a forefront is his mother, who is the exasperated woman of all history. It seems all she did was pray for this lost soul. And the fact that that he was able to live how he did and then turn around and write, I mean, was it the City on a Hill, or his main work about the
two
city.
Cities.
Yeah, the two cities. I mean, masterful. It's still studied today from political outlook or just general living. But of course, we want to study it from the culture that he came to recognize himself being a part of, which is Christianity. And we see the Reformation going back to him. In fact, the Counter-Reformation goes back to him as well, depending on if you want to talk about his ecclesiology versus soteriology. So it depends, you know, which arm you want to wrestle for Augustine. But a very important figure who got a lot accomplished in a life that it seems like you almost need three lifetimes to accomplish what he did or went through. Well, as Augustine became more involved in church life, his apologetic work became more diversified. Over the course of his life, he wrote numerous works championing Christianity over paganism, refuting heresies and that were plaguing the church, and expounding Christian truths in a positive manner in teaching manuals and sermons to edification of Christians. So both responding to and then bolstering up the truth. So he did the two prongs. He would make frame happy with that. Augustine wove the proofs he found compelling into an apologetic consisting of numerous strands. These proofs include fulfilled prophecy, the consistent monotheistic faith, and worship of the church, and the miracles of the Bible, and especially the miracle of the massive conversion of much of Roman society to faith in a crucified God, even when such faith brought martyrdom. So this idea that, oh, well, of course, you know, Constantine uses Christianity to exert political power to remain in rule. Well, they already had that. So what's with trying to supplant the gods that you could just insert yourself into, like the Egyptians did, with a monotheistic God that you have to subject yourself to? Seems like an odd way to go if that's the deal that you're trying to propose. And so Augustine here is saying, like, you built the roads, but you know what we did? We took those roads and we spread the gospel, and the truth prevails, because look at the numbers that we are having. Look at the impact. Look at the babies that are being pulled out of the dumpsters and sides of hills, and we're raising them up, and now they're entering into society as full-fledged Roman citizens. And there'll come a day when the might of Rome will fall, but the kingdom of Christ will continue to prevail. And so that was part of his apologetic.
Mm-hmm.